Welcome to episode 270 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Today we wrap up our week-long study of the 15th book in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul probably wrote this epistle to Timothy in the mid-60s AD, during a mission trip not recorded in Scripture. This trip took place after the events described in Acts between Paul's first and final Roman imprisonments. This was the first letter Paul wrote to Timothy, a young pastor who had been a help to Paul in his work. Paul was more than just a mentor and leader to Timothy. He was like a father to him, and Timothy was like a son to Paul. The Apostle begins a letter by urging Timothy to be on guard for false teachers and false doctrines. However, much of the letter deals with pastoral conduct. Paul instructs Timothy in worship and developing mature leaders for the church. Paul warns about false teachers and instructs Timothy on the church's responsibility toward single members, widows, elders, and slaves. All throughout the letter, Paul encourages his young protege to stand firm, to persevere, and to remain true to his calling. The letter's theme is that the gospel leads to practical, visible change in believers' lives. The true gospel, in contrast to false teaching, must and always will lead to godliness. Paul wrote to Timothy to encourage him in his responsibility for overseeing the work of the Ephesian church and possibly other churches in that part of Asia Minor. This letter provides guidance on the qualifications of church leaders and the process for ordaining people into various church offices. In essence, it can be regarded as a leadership manual for church organization and administration. Timothy's youth no doubt served him well, allowing for the energy and vigor he needed to serve his people. However, it also caused inevitable difficulties with older Christians who may not have taken quickly to the leadership of such a young man because of his lack of knowledge and experience in leadership. It was important to Paul that Timothy set an example of consistent faith and a good conscience, remaining above reproach and exercising the spiritual gifts that God had given him. However, Paul knew that such a task would not be easy for the young man. Therefore, on two occasions, the apostle encouraged Timothy to fight the good fight. Perseverance in what was good often became a slog for Timothy, one that required thick skin and a clear purpose. Here are 10 key ideas in 1 Timothy. 1. 1 Timothy 1 verse 5. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. The gospel produces holiness in the lives of believers. There is no legitimate separation between belief and behavior. Thus, those who profess faith but show no progress in godliness should question their spiritual health. 2. 1 Timothy 4 verse 10. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Worldwide evangelism is essential. It is rooted in God's own evangelistic desire. 3. 1 Timothy 2 verses 8 to 10. I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. Likewise also that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but with what is proper for women who profess godliness with good works. One key evidence of receiving the gospel is proper behavior in corporate worship, in matters like intercessory prayer, unity, modesty, and submission. 4. 1 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 7. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. Church leaders should be people whose lives are shaped by the gospel. 5. 1 Timothy 5 verses 1 to 3. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, in all purity. Honor widows who are truly widows. 1 Timothy 5 verse 8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his own family, he has disowned the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy 5 verse 17. Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. Appropriate honor is a key element in how Christians should relate to one another in the church. With regard to elders who rule well, Paul mentions double honor. In this context, that means financial support. 6. Each Christian should ask if they're leading people to Jesus by how they work, or if they're leading people away from Jesus by their bad work and testimony at their job. Paul applies this even to slaves and how slaves engage with their masters. 7. 1 Timothy 4 verses 4 to 5. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. Everything God created is good. It is to be appreciated, but not worshipped. 8. 1 Timothy 6 verses 20 to 21. O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradiction of what is falsely called knowledge, for by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. Grace be with you. It is important to protect the purity of the gospel. 9. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus is the mediator between God and men, the Savior to all who believe in him. 10. Jesus is Lord of the church, and Timothy serves him by pastoring his church. The guidance Paul offers about church leadership remains applicable today. How do your leaders implement Paul's exhortations in 1 Timothy? Our churches will be strongest when they are closest to the biblical vision laid out for them. As you look at your church, or look for a new one, consider the priorities of the leaders. Look for an emphasis on sound doctrine, on purity within the leaders' personal lives, and on living out the Christian faith by example. Find these qualities, and you will more than likely find a church where you can thrive. For those not called into leadership roles in their church, the book of 1 Timothy is still practical. Every follower must contend for the faith and avoid false teaching. Every follower must stand firm and persevere. Father, thank you for the guidance you have given us on how your church ought to be organized and administered. Help us to either be the leaders you have called us to be, or to support those whom you have chosen. And help us to fight the good fight as we contend for the faith. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.